Rocking Ronick. Hockey great Son Tally's first musical goal. By Kevin Shula on May 31, 2020. Right now, he says it's just a hobby, but clearly Brett Ronick is taking his music very seriously. Something to do during quarantine has turned into something to be proud of. If the name Ronick rings a bell, it should. Brett Ronick is the son of former NHL star Jeremy Ronick. Just like his dad, the younger Ronick is a hockey guy, too. He played at the University of San Diego, before graduating earlier this month. He was even the Toreros' captain. But when it comes to on-the-ice action, Ronick will not continue to play competitively. "I will be a men's leaguer for life," Ronick told Breitbart Sports. Music may be a different story. Although he calls it a hobby right now, Ronick has released an album. Coasting from B-Row dropped on Friday. It's directed by Holden Fry. Ronick goes by B-Row on the album and Fry goes by F-R-Y. Simple enough. Music itself is not so easy. Music is harder than hockey, Ronick said. You need to be so detailed on every line, and you need to make sure you can replicate your sounds. It takes hours to make 3 minutes worth of a song. Hockey is amazing and the toughest sport to play. But once you have the skills, it becomes just a competition. The age-old enigma. Athletes want to be rock stars while musicians want to be jocks. Ronick is both. "It started during quarantine," said Ronick. "I always wanted to make music but never really got around to it. During these times, I committed to making this album, which was the first ever music I made, and I learned how much fun it was and how I had a passion for it." Passion and talent. Ronick writes his own music. His musical inspiration comes from contemporary artists. Justin Bieber, Mac Miller and J. Cole, Ronick said without hesitation. "Those are my favorites." His hockey favorite shares his last name, and Ronick was there for some of that player's greatest accomplishments. "I grew up everywhere my dad played," Ronick said. Some amazing memories of him playing include his 500th goal, which I got to witness live. Also, going on the team planes and traveling on road trips with them. That 500 tally for Jeremy Ronick came as a member of the San Jose Sharks, only the third American-born player to ever score as much. Brett's dad also played for the Phoenix Coyotes, Philadelphia Flyers, Los Angeles Kings, and of course, the Chicago Blackhawks. The elder Ronick was a 9-time All-Star and a 2-time Olympian. He helped lead Chicago to the Stanley Cup Finals in 1992. Quite a resume. Perhaps the most impressive thing about Ronick though was the fact that he has been a super father. "I've got nothing but great feedback from my dad and all my family and friends who seem to enjoy the music I put out," Brett Ronick said. "I feel I can do much better, and am excited to begin working on a second album. Sounds like more than a hobby." Still, Ronick insists this isn't his bread and butter. "I am currently planning to go work for a branding company," he said. "But, you never know. I think music is such a great thing to pursue," said Ronick. "I have no intention on doing this for a career, although it would be amazing. I make music because I enjoy doing it, and I have a passion for it. It's like painting or reading, just a fun hobby. If people have the skills and patience to pick it up, they 100% should." So far, so good for the rookie. Follow Kevin Shula on Twitter @KevinShula.